I'm Ryan Fox with all the hits and the stars. And speaking of the devil, we got one hanging with us right now.
Hey, good buddy.
It's Mr. Blake Shelton. Hey, man, I just want you to know we've been on Stay Country or Die Tryin' here in ACC since the very beginning. Love that song.
Well, thank you, buddy. I'm fired up about it. I really am. I'm already, as a matter of fact, you know, I'm getting ready for this residency that we're doing in Las Vegas again. We did it last year, too, at Caesars at the Coliseum. And I'm starting it here in a few weeks. And I'm already envisioning, I think I may start opening my shows with Stay Country or Die Tryin', because it's just got one of those intros. It's like a slow build, but it has all the energy. And I'm really excited about this song because the fact that it's become a hit for us, because that means I get to stick it in my set list, you know, from now on. And it just has so much power.
Blake Shelton, our special guest on the show here this weekend. And man, we love this song, Stay Country or Die Tryin'. It's right now trying to get in that number one spot, but it's got kind of a country boy can survive vibe to me. Do you get that a little bit?
Yeah, and it's got a little bit of God's country. It's got a little bit of Old Red in it, I guess. It's kind of an anthem, and the lyrics and the production just feels like it has a lot of pride in it, and it pumps you up, makes you want to listen to it and then run through a brick wall somewhere.
It sounded great when you played it at the United Way concert in downtown Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
There with
the- Man, what an interesting pairing that was, right, Ryan? I mean, it's like if I was going to put together a concert, I don't think I would ever say, you know what would be great is Blake Shelton and Janet Jackson. Now, that's the pair that,
yes,
the duo that we didn't know we needed.
Did you get a chance, though, to meet her before the show?
I didn't. In fact, okay. I was like, where does Janet Jackson hide within the building? Like, I think they just, like, she, like, hovers above and, like a helicopter or something, right. And then right when it's time, she comes down, and no one ever gets to see her. Like, it's amazing.
I'm Ryan Fox. All right, Blake.
What's the most uncountry thing that someone tried to talk you into doing in L.A. when you were doing The Voice?
Oh, well, they didn't just try. They talked me into doing these things over and over again. We would do all these stupid comedy sketches over the years. Sometimes I felt like, am I on The Voice or are we doing Saturday Night Live here? It's like, you know, I did fake perfume or cologne commercials over the years, you know, that were like skits. And
right.
Fashion. One time I was a fashion designer, you know, like, and of course, you know me, I've never been afraid to make an idiot of myself. So I've fully embraced every chance I had to be stupid on that show. But looking back, it was not country, a lot of that stuff.
When you brought up Saturday Night Live, you hosted that back in 2015.
We all remember the wishing boot on Saturday Night Live. So we know
You know, I tell you what, man, the hardest thing, I've told people this before, Ryan, but the hardest challenge I've ever had since I do what I do was hosting, because I hosted Saturday Night Live and I was the performer. So I was on double duty, and that was the hardest thing I've ever done. Like, I was scared, I was overwhelmed, but I was having fun. It was crazy. But my favorite moment was the wishing boot, for sure.
I guess the good thing about that is hosting and being the musical guest, you don't have time to think about anything. You're just doing it.
Yeah. I remember we weren't sure what my monologue was going to be until, I'm not going to say 10 minutes before I went on, but it came down to a couple of hours before I went on. And for me, that's not what I do, you know? So it's like, guys, you don't understand. I have to memorize this or it's not going to work.
Yes.
You'll be fine. But are we live? Yes, you'll be live. I need to know what we're going to do, you know?
Blake's hanging with us right now. And when it comes, Blake, to gifts you've gotten while you're out on the road from fans, what would you say is the oddest one you've ever received?
I remember playing a concert, and I don't know where we were, Ryan, but this was many years ago, like at some state fair or county fair in some Midwestern state. And you remember, like, back in the day, they had the ring toss where you could throw the ring and land on like a little mini goldfish bowl and win a goldfish.
Yes.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. Like an actual pet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this particular fair was giving away iguanas, believe it or not. I've never heard of this since then, before then or since then.
Okay.
But I played the show that night, and people had, back then, O-Red had been a more recent hit, and people would set stuffed animals up on the stage. Not a lot, but, you know, five or six stuffed animals a night, it seemed like there would be these little dog stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go gather them, and at the end of the show that night, I gathered my stuffed animals, and there was a bag that kind of had the top rolled up there, and I grabbed it, and I went back to my bus, and I sat down, and I was drinking a beer, and I looked over at that bag, and I thought, I wonder what that is, you know? And I opened the bag, and this freaking iguana, like, jumped out of the bag, you know, for his life, you know, and landed on my shirt, and it scared me. This iguana sitting on the couch, you know, looking at me like, dude, I don't know either. I have no idea how I got here. And anyway, it ended up, my monitor guy, Tim, ended up taking it home, and he made a pet out of it for I don't know how long, but that was without question the weirdest gift. I know what happened is some kid won the iguana, and the parents were like, you are not taking that to our house. Put that crap on stage with Blake, you know, put it in his sack.
Let him handle that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know him, you love him. He's one of our favorites here at ACC. Blake Shelton hanging with us right now. And Blake, since it is the new year, it is 2026. A lot of people have New Year's resolutions. I thought it would be fun if you could come up with some New Year's resolutions for some good friends of yours.
What they should work on, okay, for the new year. What should Luke Bryan work on here in the new year?
I think he should work on his accent. Have you ever heard how he talks? He sounds like an idiot. You know what I mean? It's like, what? Whose accent is that? I mean, you can't blame that on Georgia. That's not just Georgia. That's like some, I don't know what it is. Cartoon character or something. He needs to work on that for sure.
All right, I'm sure he'll be glad to hear that.
Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts, what should he work on this year?
You know, he needs to work on trying to become a little more sophisticated. You know, I think a lot of people think of Rascal Flatts and they think like they're kind of this country pop band and they're slicked mm-hmm. up. That is not Gary LaVox at all. I mean, he is as close to being like living in a tent.
What should I work on while we're at it, real quick? I know you like the hair.
You know, I was going to go after your hair there for a minute because I feel like we've had that for a while now, that same.
Right.
I know it's easy, probably. It's an easy do for you, but I don't know. Maybe a part or something. It's just the same every time I see you.
Right down the middle?
Yeah, something.
All right. No, I'm okay. I'm open to it, Blake. I'm open to it.
That's what I love about you.
Hang in here with Blake. Okay, man. What's it like to get this major residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in Vegas? Huge venue. And then come home to your lovely wife, Gwen Stefani, who looks you in the eye and says, oh, that's great, honey. Hey, did you hear I got a residency at the brand new high-tech Sphere across the street?
Ryan, I promise you that's been a conversation. It's like, oh, really? You had to do that, didn't you? Like, what's the one thing you could do in Las Vegas to just completely squash any bragging rights? Like it sounds, when you tell people, I got a residency, I'm playing the Coliseum.
Yes, huge.
At Caesars. It's huge. And then she's like, I know, I'm so proud of you. I'll just be across the street there at the Sphere, the thing you can see from space.
Right.
And I'll be over there, you know? It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what you can tell her? You can tell her, you know what? I bet you don't have a bar in Vegas called Old Red.
That's right. But I'm not going to say that because guess what will happen?
What's that?
The wheels will start turning, and next thing you know, there will be a... I'm not even going to float that idea to her.
There will be a no-doubt bar in no time.
Happy New Year. It's our first show of 2026, kicking it off in style here with Blake, who's hanging with us right now. And Blake, we've been talking New Year's resolutions on the show. Can you fill in these blanks here? In 2026, okay. I want to blank more and blank less.
I want to exercise more.
Okay, yeah.
And I want to, I still love drinking.
giving that up.
Food. Yeah, I love food. I want to travel less.
Okay.
And I already don't travel that much, Ryan.
Hey, sounds good to me. Man, we appreciate you coming on. Every time you're here on ACC, we have such a great time. Thank you, Blake Shelton.
Thank you, Ryan. You're the best. And you know what? After thinking about it, don't change your hair. It's perfect. Okay. It's perfect the way it is.
Now you're just screwing with me. I see what you're doing, Blake. Have a good day, buddy.
See you, buddy.